Every January and July, staffers and volunteers who work with the homeless hit the streets for a coordinated statewide effort to count homeless people. The latest numbers from 2012 show that 46 more people were without stable housing than in January of 2011. Chris Layshock works with the emergency shelter of the Fox Cities and is one of the coordinators of the homeless count. He says 46 more homeless may not sound like a big deal, but it's part of a bigger problem.
Having that slight increase still is cause for concern. I mean, on the last Wednesday in January of 2012, we had over 6,000 people that were homeless on that night.
The most troubling, says Layshock, was that more people were found living on the street than in 2011.
Knowing that there's 581 people that are sleeping outdoors on a given time, in particular in the month of January, regardless of the season, the people that are sleeping outdoors are the most vulnerable population.
But Layshock says there was a bright spot in the data.
We had half the number of unsheltered veterans in 2012 compared to 2011. So the fact they're getting off the streets, obviously, is very encouraging.
Robin Thibodeau is a director with WestCAP, a community action agency in Menominee. She says rural areas are seeing the steady increase in homelessness, too, though it is harder to spot.
Our transitional housing program that we run very rarely has a slot open, and that is generally filled within a couple of days.
The next homeless point-in-time count is scheduled for the last Wednesday in January. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.